Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Good to be back with you all today. Getting a little bit behind schedule, and I'm moving about. I'm happy to have each and every one of you with me tonight. I know it's been a while since we've gathered on Blog Talk Radio, the Glory Zone, but I'm excited. As you know, it's my famous quote, I'm always excited to be with you all. I miss you all very much. And God is good. Amen. Officially, this is your host, Apostle Lawrence Bailey, welcome you back to the Glory Zone on Blog Talk Radio. Just giving you all a few minutes to kind of get settled in, and hopefully you get some pad and some paper, because I want to give you some very informative information today on some great things that God's been dealing with me about concerning the body. Amen. I can talk about the body of Christ getting ready spiritually, but how many know he's concerned about the well-being of our physical body too? And we know this too shall pass, but while we're here, we have to be responsible for maintaining it. Amen. So if you just go ahead and just grab your pen and some paper, I'm going to just go right into it. And I'm not going to play any music today. Normally I play worship and I'll open up in a few songs. And, you know, the singing takes up too much time with the word. So I just want to, if it's right with you all, I just want to kind of go in. I'll open in prayer, and I just go right into the Word of God. Amen. Forgive me for being a little rusty today, trying to juggle around so many hats, one person, many responsibilities, but I give you no excuse. I'm delighted to be here again, and I'm just excited for what God's going to share with us today on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. So just let me get my breath, in all honesty. Amen. Let me get my breath, and we're going to go right into this. Amen. Father God, we thank you right now for the listeners on Blog Talk Radio tonight, all those that are hearing and all those that will hear. I bless you right now, God, for just their awakening in their spirit, for them being summoned to hear. God, Lord, for one reason or another, some was summoned, God, for a hunger and a thirsting, just seeking out to see what this is going to be about tonight. They find out never heard of a Blog Talk Radio. They never heard of Apostle Bailey. They never heard of this broadcast, but they hear. They find out what is this about tonight. And there's others came for other motives and other reasons. But I pray in the name of Jesus tonight, Father, that you would just grant your mercy upon your people, that you would cause them to come into a place of alignment, that you would cause them to get into a better positioning. And what's going to be taking place for their life. I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you just begin to open up their eyes, open their heart to be receptive to whatever it is you're going to speak on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Whew. Well, I'll get that out of the way. If you have your Bible, there's a scripture I want to kind of get to you right now, and it's coming from the book of 3 John. The book of 3 John, towards the back of your Bible. Amen. It's not the Gospel of John, it's the 3 John. It's in the back, towards the back of your Bible, closer to Revelations. Amen. So if you're too close to Matthew, you're in the wrong place. Just go on back towards the back, to the back of the Bible. You're around there, out of 1 Peter and 1 John. You're way back there, okay? Amen. 3 John, chapter 1, verses 2. And it says, "Beloved, I wish above all things." Now, some of y'all that know me, I like to read kind of a slow meaning. I talk fast, but I like to read things slower when it comes to the Word of God. I want to make sure you get every single word that's being said, and I want to make sure I can give you as much as clarity as possible. How many know clarity is very very much important to have? Amen. So, beloved, I believe that you, the Bible says, I believe that you should prosper. Amen. But before that, it says, I wish above all things. Before we can talk about prosperity, he says, God's letting you know his heart desire just my heart desire that you, you know, above all things, that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. Amen. Look at that. Above all things, he says. That means above. When he says above all things, look at the word all. It means literally every single thing. Above every possible thing that can ever come across to your life. God said, above all things, I want you to be able to prosper and be in good health. Amen. Now, you got to understand something. Please don't analyze the word of God. When God said, I want, if you all can receive what you just heard just now that much, you're on a good track. If I can receive what I just read to you and believe in myself, I'm on a good place. Some of you want to, sometimes we make things a little complicated what God wants us to do. But he said very plain and simple that his desire, and when we say we want to please him and we surrender to him, then we should line ourselves up to do whatever it takes to get into a place or predicament that we can make sure that we can please his desire, his wish. He said, my wish is that I, above all things, more than anything else I want to do for you, I want you to prosper and I want you to be in good health. More than you having a good car to drive and a good house to live in, even a good job that you think that you deserve or rightfully want to have. Amen. Whatever it is, more than a husband or wife or kids, and those are all blessings. Those are all additional things that he adds to our life after we seek his kingdom and his righteousness. Those are things he adds to us. But without those things, just us as an individual, he's letting us know how he feels about us as an individual. And what he says is, above all things, I want you to prosper and I want you to be healthy. Amen. I'm going to say it again. Above all things, above you being married, above you having kids, above your career, above all things, your car, your job, your house, above all things, I want you to prosper and to be in good health. Now, that's powerful. God says a lot to us right there. He says, I love the things I've given you. I love the people I put in your life. I love the little toys and things I have for you to enjoy. But more than anything else, I need you to prosper. I don't want you being broke. And I sure don't want you being sick. So for those of you that have a misconception and listen to bad preaching and bad things that say the Lord wants us to be poor because we should just be like the poor and there's always going to be poor, that's not for us. You can read what the Bible says, but you must know what the Bible means, what it says. You can hear what God has said, but you got to know what he's saying and what he meant when he said it. Know what God is saying right now and know what he meant when he said it then. Amen. He said, I became poor. So for those that even believe that Jesus was poor, that's a lie. Why would he need to become poor if he was already poor? You don't need to become something you already. Is that right? So let's get the Bible right now. Let's get it into right perspective and right and the right prospect and the right avenue and the right alignment. You don't become something you already are. And I don't become a man. I'm a man already. Amen? So I don't need to become one. I'm that. I'm currently that. So Jesus didn't become, he didn't become poor because he was poor. No, he became poor because he became wealthy already. He became loaded. Amen? And he said, I want you to be loaded. So those of you that are afraid to talk about money, get delivered today. I pray right now with the Spirit on your mind and your heart that makes you feel guilty about being able to say, I want to be wealthy. Who can you help if you're broke? How can you help yourself if you're broke? Listen, I have an allergic reaction to being broke, okay? Like, just like I have an allergic reaction to bad religion and bad traditions and bad teachings. I start itching. Y'all laughing, but I start itching. I start breaking out and stuff, man. I can't deal with being broke. Y'all hear me out there? I'm being real with you today. And I know I started off a little rusty. I was walking into the studio, but now I'm good. I'm getting in the groove of this thing here because I want y'all to know the truth tonight. And the truth will set you what? Free. And you're going to get free tonight. Amen? Because you're not going to be broke another day in your life. And I know they hurt you. They had you quote that in the conference. They had you quote those things. But I don't want you to just quote something. I want you to quote it as an affirmation, as a point of faith. But yet, I want to position you to get this stuff in your hands. Will you allow me to do that for you today? I said, will you allow me to do that for you tonight? I mean, I can hear you verbally, but I can hear your spirit. I can hear somebody really saying amen. Although you may be in that room by yourself or in that car by yourself, you're saying amen, aren't you? You're sitting at that computer, but you're saying amen. You know, you need to say it because the heavens recording what you're speaking. And if you're going to be quiet on God, he's going to be quiet on you. So I'm encouraging you. Talk back to me tonight because I'm getting you to unlock some things in the spirit. You understand how the realm of the spirit works? There's no time in the glory of God. There's no time. Time ceases in the glory of God. And I want to get you to speak things while the glory of God is here, while the presence of Jesus is here. So you have to learn when the timing of the Lord is. You have to know when to speak things, when to do a thing. Many of us do the right things at the wrong time. Many of us speak from the right stuff, and the presence of God is not even there. So there's no spirit of God to carry it out. I just helped somebody right there. I said there's no spirit of God to carry those orders out. You speak in the right stuff. You believe in it with your whole heart, your whole mind, and then you turn red. But guess what? There's no power or spirit of the Holy Spirit there to carry out that word. That's why you can't receive a prophetic word you get unless you know the spirit of God is there. If the Holy Spirit is not there to carry that word out or has orchestrated the word for you to receive it, then that word is for naught. You just heard a lie, and you're destined to be destroyed, and you're destined to be bitter towards wondering why the word didn't come to pass. Some of you right now are confused and you hurt because your prophetic word you've been believing for over 10 years ain't happened yet. And you know you've been hearing it's your time, it's your time. You got to consider to bring that word to the throne of God. Bring it to the courtroom of heaven and say, Lord, judge this word. Was this you? Was I off? Did I miss? Was I anxious? Did I miss you? Amen. So I'm going to tarry in the scripture too long, but I'm going to read it one more time because I'm going to go on to the next thing and start giving you some solutions. But we got to talk about the problems first. Amen. Now, we only talk about it long because I'm sure you and I both know what the problems are. Amen. But this is God's desire once again, beloved. Those of you that are just tuning in right now, I want you just to come on in and just, you know, love what the Lord is doing right now. And he's talking to us today. Amen. He's talking to us real expressively about his heart desire towards us. Amen. So I want you all to just tune in right now. That user that just came on to the radio show. Once again, this is your host. If you don't know who I am, Apostle Lawrence Bailey, and you just tune into the Box Radio, the Glory Zone. Amen. Amen. Glad to have you. Bless the Lord. So what's happening right now, the scripture says in 3 John 1 and 2, again, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Amen. That's what it says. That's what it says for you to just coming on right now. That's what it says. That God wants you to prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Amen. So he's affording you an opportunity. Those that might want to call in right now, you can call in at 646-716-8365. 646-716-8365. I'll be taking some calls tonight. As I'm moving along right now, I want to talk to you about a business venture, but also it don't have to be a business venture because this is for two kind of people. It's for people who wants to get into business for themselves, who don't want to go to a job where you're told how much you can make and how long you got to keep on working for the boss man until you can make another quarter or a dollar, if you even get that. But this is an opportunity here that has been tried through fire, that's been proven, that's been tested and approved by multiple people, including myself. So I'm not a skeptic to it, although I was before, but now I know it works for myself. I have some relatives who are involved with this business venture, as well as some other people. And some of you, before I even keep on talking, let me just denounce the spirit of the pyramid scheme and the fraud and the scams. Listen, let me tell you one thing you need to do. The first thing, especially us as a black or African-American people, won't you just learn, let us learn better more to further educate ourselves. Become educated, become knowledge more thing before you have a pre-notion towards it because of what was. And then if you keep on living and you're in a mindset of what was and how everybody else is doing something, but you don't know what this is. It's like going to a job and see what other jobs were bad. I ain't going to work this job because they're bad too. You're not going to make another job long. That job is not going to keep you because you're living with an old vision. With that vision living in you and the multiple visions from the different places you had different experiences from, if you don't discharge and divorce those visions, you're going to bring a division to where you may need to prosper in. Amen? Some of you right now need to hear that word because you're in your job, but you're making comparisons to where you used to work. Guess what, boo-boo? You're not employed there anymore. All right, sister, girl, bro, man, you're not employed there anymore. You're employed at wherever you are employed at. And you need to understand that being employed there requires you to be at a certain place of humility and submission. And those are the two faculties in character that gets you promotion, humility, and submission, willingness to obey, amen, to leadership, to delegate authority, amen. So let me tell you something. There's a wonderful opportunity here whether you just want to enjoy the products and just become healthy, or you want to say, listen, I want to be like the Word of God says. I want it all. I want to prosper and be healthy. Why can't I have both? Well, you can. Then this is one of many ventures I'm going to share with you today. I'm going to be having some guests on here probably at the end of the week. I'm going to talk to you more about these ventures, and I'll get back on here and also break down some of the supplements and break down some of the products verbatimly so you can actually hear what's in it, what do they mean, what can it do for you, so you understand that this is really about you and not about me. Amen. This is about us. That's what it's about. Amen. So I want to talk to you about a company called TLC. Many have heard about it, and some of you have not heard nothing about it at all. But it's called TLC, and it's called Total Life Changes. That's what it stands for. Now, that could be a better term for many of us right now. Not a partial life change, but a total life change. Amen? And when it does say that, it does mean it, because it gives you a true total life change internally, externally. How many can use that tonight? Oh, I can. I've seen some results already, both internally, externally, and also financially. Amen. So you want to see what God can do for you in all aspects. That we are the body of Christ, okay? The whole body needs to be ministered to. You just can't minister just to your teeth and neglect your ears. Amen. You can't just brush your teeth and don't get the wax out your ears, because it's going to cause problems for you. You can't take care of your ears and don't wipe your between your toes and your feet. Amen. You can't. You'll get my point. You can't just wash up one day and don't wash up for 4 days. You get to maintain. So this message tonight is about maintenance and getting back into the will of God for real. What is His will? His will is not the do's and the don'ts. His will is His inheritance. And He wants us to inherit what He put here for us. There's no money in heaven. There's no need for money in heaven. But there's loads and loads and loads of it down here in the earth realm. And it's for us, the children's bread. That's why He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. There's no need to beg for bread as a beggar and a bum. Some of us not a bum as far as a homeless person, or I don't like to call them really a bum, but you're part of that term, but a homeless person or less fortunate person. Amen? Let's use that term. Amen? But regardless, you may not be in that predicament, but some of us talk to God. When God hears us pray, He looks at us in the same classification. You're going to be on the street living under a cardboard box, but when you pray your prayer, begging God for things to give you, begging God for money, guess what? He look at you as a classified person, as that person in that box. Casey, you don't know who you are. There's people on the street out there because they don't really know who they are. They have identity crisis. They don't know they're a prince. They don't know they're a princess. They don't know that they're royalty, that God died for the world, and because you're in the world, that makes you part of this inheritance. Everything He made, He said, was good. So why are we living beneath privileges? Because of ignorance. Because of ignorance of holding on to what was and holding on to what didn't work. Let's forget that foolishness. Until you learn to let go of what was, you can't have what is. I'm going to say that again. Until you learn to let go of what was, you can't have what is. Amen? How many are going to let go of what was so that you can have what is? Come on, somebody give God a praise. Now, once again, if you're tuning in, you can call in at 646-71. And what's happening right now, total life changes. You can, even while I'm talking right now, if you want to go to another screen and open it up, you can go to it right now at www.totallifechanges.com/APOSTLELBB7. That's www.totallifechanges.com/apostleLBB7. Amen. And while I'm talking, you can kind of get a head start on seeing what the products are like. Most of the information that you really need is really there already. But I'll be happy to answer any questions. If you don't get me on the blog talk tonight, you can inbox me on Facebook. I'm on the Lawrence Bailey or Lawrence B. Bailey. You can see me there. Look for the profile with me with a white shirt on in the studio. You can go ahead and click on that one, and I'll be happy to answer any of your questions you have, or you can call me directly at 914-800-4279. That's 914-800-4279. 800-427-4279 after the show is over. If you have questions or concerns, or you already heard God say, listen, this is what I need, man of God, I'm jumping on now. But people say, well, how can I jump on something I don't know about yet? Well, what are the benefits of this product? Number one, the ILCT, it has so many healing agents in it. It's just phenomenal. It's phenomenal what it does for the body. That I'm going to give you some information right now on that, because I want you to know this is a no-joke tea. It does such great wonders for the body, and it's been a personal blessing for me and my body. I've actually lost 2 pounds in 3 days. Oh, y'all come praise God for me. And I'm going to come down at least 50 more. But some of the benefits of the ILCT has about minimum of 26 benefits, and one of them is it reduces stress. It helps reduce stress. I know we all can use that. That's number one right there on Family Feud. That's the number one answer. It reduces stress. It reduces the risk of cancer. It prevents cardiovascular disease. It combats aging. It aids with weight loss. Why? Because all the toxins are pulled out of your body from your walls. Amen. Your canal, your walls. It goes into your both large and small intestines and purges and purifies it out. It cleans out your kidneys and your liver. Amen. Your respiratory system. Amen. Praise God. It reduces the risk of arthritis. It strengthens your bones. It helps lower your cholesterol. Puts everything at a good place. It prevents obesity. See, that's what I'm talking about maintenance. Once you can get rid of the weight, the Bible says to lay aside the weight and the sin that easily beset you. How can you get to the sin in your life if you got the weight on top of the sin? Did you see that? Lay aside the weight first. Then you can get to the sin. If the sin, you know, most diseases, just about every disease pretty much starts from the colon. That's why most people that have cancer is usually colon related, because it's things built up in there. It's the colon. So understand, like the appendix. Do you know why the doctors always cut out appendix? Guess what? They don't know why they're cutting it out. Oh, it's just something to do, part of the procedure. Don't you let them cut your appendix out. Unless they ruptured or they burst, you don't need to cut nothing out. You know, you keep it in there. Don't let them give you no medical practice on your appendix. Do y'all hear me tonight in Radio Land? Do not tell them the possibility said, don't let them cut my appendix out unless they rupture or they burst. Amen. Why? Because the appendix is like a sponge. And if you used to drink poison or you had drunk overdose or something, whatever, crazy, amen, or someone gave you something that you shouldn't have had, you don't die right away from that. Because why? The appendix absorbs all the toxin, all the poison, and it holds it in like a cell. But what happens when people's appendix bursts or ruptured, it's usually when it's too full of capacity with the toxins in the body. And when people die quick after the appendix usually rupture or burst, why they die so quick is because the toxins quickly burst and spread like viral right through the body. And there's no way to catch all that so quick. That's why you see people who said their appendix burst, they kind of die quicker than anything else, because the toxins and all the bacteria just runs like a rapid river throughout the body. Does that make sense? Once again, you got to educate yourself on what's happening. Don't let people start cutting stuff out of you that you need. Amen. They tell you that you need to cut out your wisdom too, because it's going to hurt one day. Well, wait till the day comes. Don't cut nothing out because they think it's going to hurt one day. Well, if it don't, then you eat short teeth. You can't chew right. Enjoy that steak. Amen. All right, y'all. So y'all work with me tonight. I just read a lot of good things here, you know, regarding this ISOT. You know, it alleviates asthma. Some of you may have asthma. Your kids may be wrestling with asthma, and the weather's changing right now. Guess what? This tea is good for you. It's good for you. It prevents against Parkinson's disease. Come on, you got to go out and look for it yourself. You're going to see some great things happening with this ILCT. But not only do we have ILCT, we also have a thing I want to introduce to you called Resolution. And Resolution is a powerful, powerful serum, or drops rather. And you want to get into Resolution as well. I don't have all the prices in front of me. Like I said, you can go to the website or call me after. I can work with you on what the prices are. The tea comes in about 4 packs as a kit by itself, and it's about $44. I know that much. With the taxes included, it's about $49. So roughly $50 shipping and handling. You'll have it in a few days. Amen. If they haven't ran out, because we ran out pretty quick on the tea. We normally, most people don't keep any tea in stock because we run out pretty quick. Amen. But you want to go ahead and get you a hold of this tea because it's so natural. Yes, it is natural. For those that ask me a question, is it natural? You know, it's organic and it's natural by all natural herb. Nothing artificial about it. It's so natural that they recommend you or encourage you to, on the back of the packet, once you finish your tea, you can dehydrate the bag, cut open the bag, and you can sprinkle the herbs on your salad or mix it in your sauces. Yes, my friend, that's how natural this is. You can put it right back in your belly and waste none of the product, waste none of your money. And doesn't that sound wonderful? Isn't that just tremendous? Come on, you have to give God a praise for that. I know that somebody's getting really excited about this, aren't you? You can even bake with it if you like. You can make some zucchini bread or some cupcakes and put that nice herbs in there and just get some nice love in there. You know, the world is about to celebrate Halloween. Well, many of us do hallelujah parties. Be creative. Amen? Be creative. You'll find out some great things about this product here. All right. Now, I'll tell you, I have to do a part two to this because probably tomorrow because I'm almost out of time. I'm not a word. But I want you to get that website, www.totallifechanges.com/ApostleLBB. Amen. Once again, the ISOT is there. The resolution is there. The NutriBurst. Look up the NutriBurst. It has so many great healing agents in that it will give you a burst of energy. Those of you that lack energy at the workplace or just in general. Amen. You don't want to miss out on the opportunity for this NutriBurst. And I can't wait to get my order in again. Amen. It has 98% absorption. Amen. In the bloodstream, 98%. That's very high. Goes right to your bloodstream, so it's going to activate you very quickly. Amen. It's a complete vitamin supplement, high source of digestive amazines. We have amino acids in it, 72 minerals, 12 herbs, antioxidants, 22 nutrients, amen, phytonutrients, amen, which comes from fruit and vegetables. So you don't have to eat salad every day. This is loaded with it. This NutriBurst is equivalent to eating 10 salads. That's how strong it is. And it's 100% organic, by the way. All right. You have 13 whole grain foods in here. And you have a multi-fiber put into this as well. This is called NutriBurst. So you see it on the website, www.totallifechanges.com/ApostleLBB7. You'll see NutriBurst up there as well. Okay. One other thing I want to talk to you about before I let you go is emo oil. And this emo oil, I'm telling you, it's ridiculously good. If I only had time to talk to you about emo oil tonight, it's going to blow your mind. I'm going to put my order as well for this because it's so many benefits to it. Just that this one testimony that's going viral for most of us in the industry here. Nobody the woman's testimony. It's being spread all through our company and all through other people who are interested in knowing about our products for credibility purposes. This woman had been burned almost by 80% of her face, been burnt. Amen. And let me tell you something. She wasn't part of this company at first, but she got this hold of this emo oil, 100% emo oil. And let me tell you, it got her burns down to her natural beauty, back her regular skin was regulated. It's called miracle oil to us. Amen. 100% emo oil. Look it up, okay? And you'll see the tremendous results of what it does for you. Amen. You can use it as conditions, acne, acne scars, aging, wrinkles, arthritis, athlete's foot, back pain, any colds or blisters, bruises, burns, you name it. This had burns, like I said, 80% of her face. Amen. And in the time of 5 weeks, all of it was clear. I'm going to use it for my hair loss. Amen. But I'll tell you, I am out of time, but I'm not out of word. But I want you to run quick to your computer, and I want you to look up www.totallifechanges.com/ApostleLBB7 or call me at 914-800-4279. I'll be happy to answer any of your questions. If you're looking into the business part of it, listen, you get paid 50% 3 to 4 ways and more. If you're interested in getting paid 50%, you need to give me a call right away. I'm telling you, your finances will never be the same again. Mine is changing by the day. I just started this about a month ago, but I'm telling you, I ran from it for a while, and now I finally got on board, and it's changing my story. So I love you. I adore you all. I thank you for just tuning in today. And look forward to me probably tomorrow or definitely Wednesday's show.
on the Blog Talk Radio Show of the Glory Zone. Amen. God bless you all, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.